Fast-tracking wetlands. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The state legislature is considering bills that would speed up wetland restoration in Michigan.
Wetlands are kind of nature's answer to a lot of our societal woes that we're facing.
That's Guido Torri. He's the director of public policy at the Ducks Unlimited Great Lakes office. His group has been pushing for these new bills. He says the process for getting permits to restore degraded wetlands takes too long.
We should be doing all we can to make it easier, quicker, and more streamlined to get these wetlands back on the landscape.
The state house passed the bills earlier this summer.
What these bills would do is create a brand new program within the DEQ that would establish a voluntary wetland restoration program.
Torri says his group is working with state agencies and the state Senate on the legislation over the summer. The Department of Natural Resources directed us to the DEQ for comment, but the DEQ did not respond to our interview request. This is the Environment Report. More than 16,000 ticks have arrived in Nate Nieto's mailbox. He's an associate professor of microbiology at Northern Arizona University, and he launched a citizen science project to learn more about ticks and the diseases that they can transmit. He joins me now by Skype. Hello.
Hello.
People from 49 states sent you the ticks that they found on themselves or other people or dogs. Why did you want people to do this?
Well, we started thinking that the majority of tick awareness is really in the Northeast and the upper Midwest. And so really what we are trying to do is to broaden that awareness to see where the distribution of ticks and the diseases that they carry, like what's really the edge of this? And then using citizen science and scientists in this collaboration was really powerful in that you can get a lot of data really quickly. So what we were hoping to do is to figure out risk at the state level and at the county level for a variety of tick-borne pathogens, and then be able to report this back to the citizen scientists.
And what did you learn from all of that?
Mostly that ticks are incredibly dynamic. I guess, in our world, we knew that already, but that they don't always stick to these nice, simple border lines. We also learned that there's a huge need, really, for testing of ticks. And you get this, we initially budgeted for 2,400 ticks, but it ended up being incredibly widespread. And like even, for example, there's 2 weeks in May where both weeks we get over 1,000 ticks submitted. So that's over 1,000 packages. So there was a massive need for this on a nationwide scale.
So there are some things that are out of your control when you get the public involved in science. What are the limitations of this study?
So all sampling has its biases. And, we didn't collect individual, personal data. So we have no idea about travel history, which is probably one of the most important aspects of the data that we would like to have, but we didn't do it. But also, we will ask people what type of habitat or environment did you find the tick in? And we get everything from, a very poetic description of a lake and a field and in the woods to on my inner thigh. So humans are interpreting the way that we're asking these questions. And so that just means that we get a variety of data types, which can confuse the issue in some cases.
Nate Nieto is an associate professor of microbiology at Northern Arizona University. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it as well.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.